Welcome to the College Football Bros, Europe's favorite CFB podcast. And now, here are your hosts, Michael, Ryan, and Trey Newman.
Welcome to the College Football Bros podcast. I am Michael Newman, and I'm joined by the brother who's the Kirk Herbstreit of the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, that's me, Ryan Newman.
And by the other brother, who's the bear.
Oh, I like it. Oh. Yeah, that's true. Trey Newman.
Thought you were going to go with Lee there for a second.
No, I give him the bear. He likes the gambling. So this week, we are going to be looking ahead to the 2021 season, and we're going to try and predict where game day, ESPN's game day, will go every weekend. We didn't do this last year just because we weren't sure at the time whether there would be a season, but 2019, we did it. We got 10 out of 16 correct, which I don't really have anything to compare it to, but it sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, now, you guys, let's, you know, I wish somebody other would do this competition, huh? See what other folks could do.
Yay. Somebody else out there, yeah.
Hey, write down your picks, put the date, I don't know, somehow prove that you did it.
Yeah.
Record your voice, I don't know. How can
compete
you prove
against
that?
Us.
Yeah.
So now that's kind of cheating a little bit, 10 of 16, because that included Army-Navy, which that's just a gimme. And it included the SEC title, which is not a gimme, but
no,
it's, yeah, I mean, that kind of half credit
like
there.
Three, maybe four.
What's that?
Yeah, it's not doing any options there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But even ignoring those, 8 for 14, I feel like is pretty good. So we've got 15 weeks this year, including Army Navy. What is your over under for what you think we're going to get?
Whew.
Or like a goal?
Well, I don't know. When looking at the slate, it felt difficult this year. I'm definitely not as confident. I would say I'd be leaning more to the 8 of 15, I think.
I think that'd be good.
I
feel like eight and a half maybe is a pretty good number. We got six.
9 out of 15?
That'd be good. I mean, that's high.
There was just looking at some of these weeks, and we'll get into it. There's just a lot of even though it's been the same characters in the playoff, there's some new blood, I think, that could be potentially there for some of these game day locations, which made it a little difficult to predict compared to years past, maybe.
Yeah, I was about to say we got the first 6 weeks right a couple years ago, which was
wow.
I mean, obviously it's easier to get
easier
predict them right early
year.
In the season, but still there was an Iowa State in there, which
had that one.
Well, thank you. I wasn't going to bring it up, but I wasn't going to say who guessed it, but it was me. But anyway, all right. Before we get into these predictions, though, we have a couple of reviews that we have not gotten to. If you haven't left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, go ahead and do that. It's been a while since we've received one. So, Ryan, why don't you read the first one?
All right. This is from Malford0923. He says, always a great listen is his title there. 5 stars, of course. Says, hey, guys, one of my favorite podcasts out there. Always look forward to you dropping a new one. Stay safe. You too, Malford.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We got another 5-star review from Decent AF titled Love CFB Bros. Awesome. Super knowledgeable and funny throughout the episodes. Found them through YouTube and have been binging some of the recent episodes since. Michael is my fave. So Michael has been paying off.
I'm the best bro. Let's be honest. Of course.
Wow.
He's paying off for
well,
5-star reviews.
I really appreciate that review, especially. We also got a DM, which was pretty cool. So last week we talked about how we had a fan in Finland who asked us a question. Well, that led to this DM from Yuri, Youri. And he said, have to let you guys know now that I'm listening all the way from the Netherlands, my bros. Keep up the good work. Which team do you see as a dark horse to win the ACC, if not Clemson?
I like it. The Netherlands.
I know. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet.
I have been to the Netherlands, actually. I've been to Amsterdam, so.
You have.
I would like to go back someday. Yuri, can I stay with you for free?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
All three of us. He loves the bros. If you really love him, let us.
The least he could do.
Come on.
Can I bring my dog?
Yeah. There you go.
Good question, though. I mean, it's kind of been the question here the past few years, you know, in the ACC. Like, who else besides, you know, outside of Clemson can make a run here? You know, I mean, obviously you got the usual suspects, so I'm going to throw somebody out from way left field. I'm going to go Wake Forest. They got a good amount of returning production this year. I really like their offense. I think Sam Hartman, they have a good couple of receivers coming back as well. I know they lose a couple of key pieces defensively, but that side was bad already anyway. So I think they, I think they could surprise some folks and have a pretty darn good year in the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, you alluded to Ryan there. The usual suspects I think you're referring to in this case is, well, Notre Dame's not there this year. That was a one-year deal last year. But Miami and North Carolina are kind of the next on the, at least in the betting market, and then in kind of naturally everyone's eyes. But if you want right behind those guys, there's a good clump of teams that could make a run, I think, for especially that second spot. I would say maybe even NC State. I've been a little harsh on Dave Doran's crew, but last year they zigged on me. They did pretty well. They overachieved, and hopefully this year they don't zag on me, because I do think they could make a bid.
Yeah, NC State was kind of my, if we're going like deep sleeper, because Devin Leary, if he plays like he did at the beginning of last year at quarterback, then they'll win a lot of games.
He's got to stay healthy.
He was injured for most of the year, so that really hurt them. But yeah, I like NC State. The only problem with the NC States and Wake Forest is they're both in Clemson's division, right? So
hey, just beat them.
I guess, yeah.
They got to beat them sometime, man. Whether it's in the division or the conference title game, they got to beat them once.
That's true. So, but North Carolina and Miami, of course, the two kind of favorites there, but there's a couple sleepers for you.
I mean, you got BC could make a run with Dracovich back. Pitt, you never know. So they're due for a good year. They're due.
Kenny Pickett's really due. Who else? Oh, Virginia Tech is...
No.
You know, they had a lot of COVID issues last year, so you can kind of excuse the mediocre season. They weren't bad, but...
And maybe, I don't know. They might be a year ahead, but Louisville could bounce back, but that's a lot to ask.
Sure. Virginia, Bronco Mendenhall's kind of got them solid.
Are we to 14 teams yet? Have we named
Georgia Tech? No. Florida State?
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
No.
All right. Let's get into the game day predictions. So... Well, week zero, we're not going to count this one, but if they did do something for week zero, it would be probably Nebraska at Illinois, and that would be the first time Illinois has ever hosted game day, so that would be pretty cool, but again, I don't know if they're gonna
do anything. It was supposed to be in Dublin, but obviously got canceled this year, so.
Right.
That would have been cool if it was in Dublin.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, we're giving you the easiest one of the entire podcast.
Yeah.
Week one, where's game day going to go?
Well, it's not the easiest, actually.
Well, I mean,
it's pretty easy.
There's three really good games. Well, two really good games.
Well, one of them is better, but
one and a half. All right, fine. One and a half good game. Georgia Clemson is the pick here. You got Bama versus Miami.
No, not even close.
I'm not saying not. It's
what are we
it's
doing
closer,
here?
It's closer than you want to give it credit for. Come on now.
I know.
Yeah, Georgia Clemson. That's being played in Charlotte. Two top. Preseason top five teams going head to head. Yeah.
How awesome that we're getting that in week one? Like, especially after 2020 being, a different season, lots of canceled games, and there wasn't a ton of excitement going in because it was haphazard. But so now we're getting back to hopefully a full real football season, and we're starting with Georgia Clemson. Like, that's just incredible.
I like how Georgia has branched out in the non-conference. So has Clemson in the past. Like, I think they even played this game. They did in Athens a few years back. Like, this is an awesome game.
Clemson likes, you get Auburn quite often, right?
Also, right.
They, and of course, South Carolina a couple times. Every year.
Yep. This is that's a great week zero game or a great week one game.
Also that week, I just wanted to mention LSU at UCLA. I think that would be a fun game. I think it should be a good one.
I like that.
That good game.
Right. I wonder what the point spread in that one's going to be.
LSU by 4. Maybe a touchdown.
I mean, I would take UCLA there if it was. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm not an odds maker, but just feels like it would be a close spread, yeah.
That would be a fun one to go to. We're not that far from the Rose Bowl.
But that's probably a decent guess, Ryan. I don't know.
Thank you.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm not even going to make a guess cuz I have no idea. All right. Week 2, Trey.
What you said, you were going to go one direction, but you just didn't want to expose yourself there.
I didn't. No, now if it's way off, I can be like, yeah, I wasn't so sure.
Yeah. Week 2. Am I the bear or am I Trey here? No. The bear, by the way, I read a story about him that he, at like every game day location, he sits in the bus and he always has a TV on horses and a TV on football. And like, that's pretty much my Saturdays as well. Yeah. It's real nice.
Nice.
Not so hot.
Yeah, too soon. All right. Week two, I think this one is pretty easy. It's Oregon at Ohio State. You got most likely two top 10 teams. Traditionally, this is what you would historically call a Rose Bowl preview. This game got canceled last year. It was supposed to be in Eugene. But it's a great game because we're going to get a sense of Ohio State post Justin Fields and then if Oregon's defense is the real deal. So I think that's a pretty easy one. Although there is Iowa State, the battle for the Cy-Hawk. That's probably the best matchup in their history as far as like lofty preseason expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be true. Sweet.
Yeah. Washington, Michigan's
Oregon,
there,
Ohio State is the,
but it's yeah.
Yeah, Washington, Michigan's cool. It's just
it's a sneaky good game.
It's the mini version of Oregon, Ohio State, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the B version of that.
Yep.
All right. Week three, this one's pretty easy. Alabama goes to Florida. They are both likely to be 2-0 if Alabama gets by Miami. Alabama will be, I guess, probably number one, or maybe the winner of Georgia Clemson can sneak up there, but they'll be up there, and Florida will be borderline top 10. So last year's SEC title game was amazing. That was as close as anybody got to Alabama, so I would expect another shootout here. There are a couple other interesting games on week three. You got Auburn going to Penn State, Cincinnati at Indiana. That's two great games. And then if Nebraska were better, this game would have a chance at game day. Yeah. Nebraska at OU, just because it's a
100%
historic rivalry. It would be awesome if Nebraska was good, but Huskers are going to be a huge underdog. So probably like a 4.5 point underdog, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would say. Sure.
Something like that.
I just hope we are, 2-0 going into that game or whatever.
Yeah. Like
Illinois, and actually I think we brought a new team in. We have like Fordham. We just added Fordham.
Joe Moorhead still there?
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't want to go up against him. All right, week four. This one's a little tougher. All right, we're getting a little late. Starting to get a little later in the season. Ultimately, I went with Notre Dame against Wisconsin at Soldier Field. You know, obviously two top 25 teams, at that point, preseason. And it's just a great matchup at Soldier Field. This should be a fun one. And of course, you know, the former quarterback of Wisconsin will be the quarterback for Notre Dame. But you also have that week, you got Tennessee at Florida. You're right. Not really. Right. Yeah. Texas A&M and Arkansas is being played in Dallas. A&M might have to rebuild a little bit, and then Arkansas. Notre Dame, Wisconsin seems like
I think that's I don't think that was very difficult. But this is where, so that kind of leads me to week five. And now I picked Cincinnati at Notre Dame, and I know I don't like doing this because Notre Dame was the week before, but at least it wasn't in South Bend. It's not totally unprecedented.
Yeah. They'll do that.
It's not unprecedented. And the reason obviously it's very difficult and I'm not super confident, but there's not that many intriguing games. And Cincinnati is, they earned the respect last year. They might want to give him some love this year. Luke Fickell is a hot name. Like he can sell. And this would be their chance. This would be, if Cincinnati's unbeaten at this point, if they beat Indiana, this will be their statement to maybe later get in the playoff.
Yeah, they need Notre Dame to play well this year. Like beat Wisconsin the week before, of course.
Right, exactly. So that one is the one I ultimately went with. But I do also, my sneaky pick is Texas at TCU. Texas is always a draw, especially with Sark's first year. They do have a couple tough games. They play Louisiana and Arkansas before, but TCU is a team that is going to be kind of like a trendy kind of second team in the Big 12 pick. So that could be a good game. And then lastly, I did mention there's Ole Miss at Alabama, but I think since Bama is going to be on the schedule multiple times, they might do more marquee games like you said against Florida and later on down A&M the next week, I think. So. Yeah, so I went with Cincinnati and Notre Dame.
Okay, and that game, man, you're right, with the playoff implications, if both those teams are undefeated, that would be Very exciting.
Yeah, that's huge. For, like, that's Cincinnati's ticket right there.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Week six. Actually, I have a quick trivia question because the Red River. Dang it. I was like, I couldn't even. Red not River even close. Longhorn. I got in my head right before I said, I was like, this is not going to go well.
It is very difficult.
Red River Rivalry is this week, and it hosted game day in 2011. My trivia question is, how many times has it been there since then, since 2011?
Wow.
One.
You nailed it. One time.
Oh, wow.
That was 2018, Texas beat them. So it would be a great story, you know, being Sark's first appearance in this rivalry. But I'm going to pick against it happening because Texas has some tricky games before this. They have Louisiana, yeah, at Arkansas, and like you say, at TCU. So I think there's a pretty good chance they lose one of those games. I mean, they could win all of those, but I think, yeah, they'll lose one. And so I'm going with Alabama at Texas A&M. And of course, Alabama's probably going to be undefeated. A&M has a very favorable schedule to start the season. Their toughest game, I think, is like at home against Arkansas. So this could easily be two undefeateds, two top five or six teams. That's why I went with that one. But this week's loaded. There's Penn State at Iowa, Georgia at Auburn, Utah at USC. So a lot of good choices.
Nice. That's a good week.
All righty.
Hope you don't have any weddings to go to that Saturday.
I tell you, this was kind of the first time I've run through the whole schedule, and it definitely, doing that makes me very excited.
Oh yeah. There's games that I'm like, oh wow, I didn't realize these two teams were playing, or yeah, it's great.
No doubt about it. All right, guys. Moving on to week seven here. I'm going to go with, this one's starting to get tougher, for sure. Week seven. Ultimately, I went with Miami, at, North Carolina. Now Miami does play Alabama, right in week one, but I mean, you know,
that's all right
by then. That's all right. Right.
They can have a loss.
They can
it's not always unbeaten teams at this point.
No, exactly. You know, they have App State also, you know, hopefully they can get that one. Then they play Michigan State in non-conference as well. But if they can manage those games, then yeah, at North Carolina, which is of course a rising program, Sam Howell, I could see them for sure hosting that one. So that's what I went with. I could go with Florida at LSU. That could be a game depending on how they do it. Then we got what else we got? We got TCU at OU. Like Mike Trey said, TCU is kind of maybe that sleeper-ish pick. If they knock off Texas, like Trey said, or, you know, get there, then potentially that could be a big 12 game. And then the last one I just want to mention is UCF and Cincy.
Yeah, you got like Gus Malzahn.
The cream of the crop, maybe, of the G5 going up against each other. If they both potentially could be, I don't know, unbeaten. They might both have to be unbeaten to host it.
But probably both unbeaten. But if some of those other, you know, marquee games ahead, if those teams have a couple losses, it might not be as sexy. So
and if they are unbeaten, that gives them a very strong chance of getting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, ooh. So
especially that we're about halfway through the season at that point. So
yeah.
All right. So we get to week eight. And honestly, I look at the slate of week eight and I think it's maybe the weakest week of the season in terms of big time matchups. It's easy to say now, though. I mean, by that time, it could be a couple that we didn't anticipate. But I ended up landing on Oklahoma State at Iowa State. And
ew.
People are probably like,
that is
kind
of weak.
It's very weak. But I think the reason I'm saying this is because Iowa State, they've been building towards this year, going into this year. This is supposed to be their best team, and on paper they appear like they should be at worst 5-1, maybe 6-0 at this point. So this would be the first Iowa State game that they could actually really go to that would be at least meaningful, unless they go to Iowa State early, which would be surprising. But they could go to Ames and show how well Campbell and the Cyclones have done. The other games that are there are USC Notre Dame. Could be a good game. I just don't think Notre Dame is at this point of the season will be like unbeaten or anything. Ohio State at Indiana. I see a couple Hoosier losses before this. And then I guess like Clemson at Pitt, if Pitt, you know, shows something. It's not the strongest slate.
Yeah, that was a tough one to pick. I can see that. So
yeah.
That's reasonable. I don't know what Oklahoma State's schedule is before. I mean, they could turn out to be good. They're probably preseason going to be a borderline top 25, I would guess. So,
you know, and Ohio State, did you say Ohio State at Indiana?
I did. I just don't think, I think the Hoosiers, they have a few tough games before that. And, you know, even though, say Oklahoma State has two or three losses, it's not unprecedented for them to go to the home team of the better team. They just want to showcase them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially if that's like the ABC game that night.
And Iowa State will be one of the stories of the season if they're unbeaten. So I could see that.
We'll see.
Have they ever been? Have they ever been to Ames?
I feel like I remember seeing that, but I couldn't name it.
No, I can't remember.
Okay.
I honestly feel.
Why are you
like
laughing at me, Ryan? Is this too tough of a question off the cuff or something?
I don't think they've been to Ames.
I don't know. Go ahead. You go ahead. I'll try.
You can
and look
check. It's on the Wikipedia, the College Game Day Wikipedia. It has a list of how many appearances each team has had. I know there's a few. I know Illinois, like I said, I checked there. They don't have one. Cal was another Power 5 team that doesn't have one. Kansas hasn't had one. So those were three. But anyway, Trey's checking.
Oh, well, they did it for the Iowa State game.
Oh, that's what we were just talking about. That's why
I laughed. I was like, what are you talking about? I thought it was like,
oh, that's why you were laughing. Year. Well, why didn't you tell me? You would have saved us looking
stupid.
Well,
now I didn't want to sound like a big idiot. I was like, was I wrong? I was like, it wasn't the last year.
That was the first and only time. They did college basketball game day.
Okay.
But that was...
So 2019. Okay. Somehow we forgot, even though we just talked about it.
I should have said it, but then I started doubting myself. I'm like...
No, you were laughing at me when I said it, but
yeah,
I was like...
because I thought it was a given. I thought you were just joking.
No, I was being dead serious.
I thought you were like trying to get more credit again for calling that game.
Oh.
You know, it's like, I don't remember. Where was it?
Oh, no. I was being 100% serious. Anyway, week 9, there's a lot of great options here. The runners-up were North Carolina at Notre Dame. And even the second runner-up was really Penn State at Ohio State. That was the one I was really down to. But ultimately, went with the world's largest outdoor cocktail party, Georgia, Florida. Georgia, of course, looking for revenge after last year. And, they lost comfortably last year, but they didn't have the best quarterback play. So now with JT Daniels up against Emory Jones or whoever Florida's quarterback is, I feel like that'll be a good game. And the reason I went with that over Penn State, Ohio State was I just have a little more confidence that Florida is going to be a top 10, top 15 team than I do Penn State.
Right. Okay.
Iowa at Wisconsin that weekend.
That could be a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
They both should be good. All right. Week 10. Moving on here. This one, they haven't gone out west. We haven't really said anything out west yet. So that's where I'm going here. We got in the Pacific Northwest, we got Oregon at UW. I think that could be potentially a big matchup, of course, in the Pac-12 North, maybe decide who's going to win the North at that point. And I like both teams this year. Obviously, Oregon's going to be preseason highly ranked. UW, I think, should have a good year as well. So that could be a big game. You also have LSU at Bama that week, which, you know, obviously we would need LSU to have a good year, but it's, you know, that's an attractive game if obviously both teams are good, which we know Bama will be. Texas at Iowa State, sneaky game. We'll see if Texas, you know, Sark gets it going. Who knows?
Has Iowa State had hosted game day?
I don't recall.
I don't think they have.
And then finally, I put USC at ASU. USC's schedule isn't the most, you know, brutal this year compared to what they normally are. And then ASU, I mean, they're kind of they return a lot of production. Jaden Daniels should be a good defense. It could be a very, very impactful USC South or Pac-12 South matchup. So ultimately, though, Oregon and UW.
I love the Oregon and Washington rivalry. I don't know if nationally how big it is. It's hard for me to tell just because we've lived out west. We've lived in the Pacific Northwest, but I love it.
It is a good one. All right, so that leads us to week 11, getting really late. I went with Texas A&M at Ole Miss. This was a brutal week for me to decide this far in advance.
You got some tough weeks.
Usually in past years, I've looked at this and been semi-confident. Like, there's been two or three of these weeks, I'm like, I have no idea. But the reason I went A&M at Ole Miss, because, Michael, you mentioned it earlier, the Aggies have a very reasonable schedule by SEC standards. They do play Bama, but other than that, they come into the year with a lot of expectations. And then, of course, Ole Miss on the other side, ESPN would love to visit the Grove, see Lane's boys. And Ole Miss, they have a chance to have a pretty solid record leading up to this game. So that's why I landed there, not overly confident. Another game that I thought of, Ryan, was Arizona State again. They play at Washington. That could be, you know, be a game that potentially could decide the fate of their respective divisions. We'll see. Herm is a good character to have. And then the last one, though, Bucknell plays at Army. Now, of course, that's not a great game, but this is Veterans Day weekend. If the slate isn't that great, that could be a reason for them to go see a game at West Point, which is always a great setting.
Also got Michigan at Penn State that day, which maybe those teams surprise a little bit. Could be a good one.
Yeah, there's Miami, Florida State, but it's not year 2000
anymore.
No,
it's not. There's nothing stands out.
Yeah, tough one. All right, moving on to week 12, and this one, I think I got some easy weeks. I mean, of course, they're probably going to end up being wrong, but at least as we stand right now, this is easy to choose. Iowa State at Oklahoma. You know, at least preseason, the two best teams, the Big 12, some great matchups last year between the two of them. If it's not that game, Louisiana at Liberty is kind of a dark horse. I mean, one or both of them would need to be undefeated, which is probably a long shot, but it's possible. So I wanted to bring up that one. And then you got...
You know, I want to talk about... The thing about Iowa State, Oklahoma is that's really late in the season. Like, technically, they could play each other two out of 3 weeks, essentially, in the playing in the Big 12 title. That's kind of crazy.
That is true. Yeah, I wonder... That would be
fascinating to see that late twice in a row.
That was like, what, Cincy and Memphis?
Oh, Cincy and Memphis did that too.
They played literally two weeks in a row,
literally,
right?
And it was like the same result. It wasn't like a 3-point win for Cincy.
It was a weird, it was deja vu. Yeah. But who else?
Other games, Oregon at Utah and UCLA at USC, which that would be great if both teams are good, but I don't know.
Maybe determine the South.
Felt more
or
confident
something.
In the Cyclones in Oklahoma.
Yeah, for sure. All right, moving on to week 13 here. Ultimately, I went with Ohio State at Michigan. The game. Got to do it. I think Michigan is going to surprise some folks here. I'm not saying they're going to be undefeated or anything like that, but I think they'll field a really good team. So that will still be a big matchup. Also that day, you have the Iron Bowl, Bama and Auburn, which don't expect a whole lot out of Auburn this year. At Florida State, at Florida, I just don't see much from Florida State this year.
Yeah.
Texas A&M at LSU, you'd have to have both.
There's a lot of good brand games there.
Yeah. And then Bedlam, it's rivalry week, Bedlam, OU and Oklahoma State. So there's good options,
Right.
But ultimately, I think I went with Ohio State at Michigan. I don't know.
And one of those teams, like especially between Auburn and LSU, wouldn't surprise me if one of them surprises. They both have.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me if one of them surprises. That doesn't make sense. But they both have a lot of talent. And especially in LSU's case, I think I'm probably going to be more bearish on them heading into the season. But I can't deny there's a ton of upside with, Miles Brennan.
Hey, they went 5-5 last year, so little improvement. They could, win 6 games in the conference.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. So then that gets us to conference championship week or week 14. Your options are limited, of course. You've got some last regular season games for conferences that don't really have any conference championship. But then I think the easiest answer, of course, is the SEC championship. That's the one. Last year, the ACC championship, because you had Notre Dame involved, was attractive. But this year, I do not think it's going to be. It could be the Big 12 championship again, like Michael, if you said, Iowa State and Oklahoma, if they're just on a collision course all year, or maybe even if Texas catches lightning in a bottle, you got Texas, Oklahoma again.
Right.
But outside of that, it most likely would fall in the SEC championship.
All right. And then week 15, I feel good about this one. I'm going Navy at Army. I think they're going to go. Just going out on a limb.
No way. No way.
My opinion. All right. That's it. Went through all 15 weeks. There are 8 of your 15 game days. You can lock it in.
Right.
And that'll do it for this episode. If you like the podcast, be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at CFB Bros. If you don't already, retweet the podcast when we post it. We'd appreciate that. If on Instagram, you can tag us in your story. If you're listening, we'll repost that. We appreciate you guys helping to spread the word, and we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the College Football Bros. If you have any questions for the next podcast, email them to collegefootballbros@gmail.com. To keep up with the brothers on social media, like them on Facebook at College Football Bros, follow them on Instagram at College Football Bros, and for their commentary on Saturdays, follow them on Twitter at CFB Bros. Thanks for listening.